Chesterfields are milder, much milder, thanks to the right combination, the world's best tobaccos, the world's finest cigarette paper. The best cigarette for you is Chesterfield.
The following political broadcast will be a speech by Frederick C. Dockweiler on behalf of the candidacy of Senator Jack B. Tenney, Mayor of Los Angeles. Mr. Dockweiler will be introduced by Mr. Robert M. McGauley, who speaks for the committee.
Ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, several times during the past few weeks, I have been afforded the opportunity of speaking to you over the radio on behalf of the candidacy of Senator Jack B. Tenney for mayor of Los Angeles. On last Friday night, it was my great privilege to introduce to you as our speaker of the evening, the distinguished son of a distinguished father, a pioneer Californian and lifelong resident of Los Angeles, a gentleman who was himself earnestly solicited by his many friends to seek the office of mayor of your city in the present election. However, after having given the matter mature deliberation, he decided not to be a candidate. But gravely concerned over the conditions in our city, and being thoroughly convinced that the moment has arrived when the citizens of Los Angeles must arise in righteous indignation in a crusade to elect a new mayor, he has pledged himself to support Senator Jack B. Tenney for mayor. He is firmly convinced that Senator Tenney is the one man who possesses the ability, experience, determination, and courage to give to Los Angeles that type of decent, clean, efficient, and honest government which is so badly needed and without which it cannot long endure. Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to again present to you that eminent Californian, that illustrious citizen of Los Angeles, Mr. Fred Dockweiler.
Last week, I addressed you on the issues of the present campaign for mayor. I spoke to you because I was convinced that I could no longer, as a self-respecting citizen, remain silent in the face of the developments which are bringing disgrace and shame to our beloved city. Tonight, I wish you to bear with me a while I address myself to you on the record of the candidate who, in my judgment, is the best qualified to bring us out of this sea of disaster which we are in and the waves of which are fast enveloping us. That candidate, as you know from my address of last week, is my good friend of long standing, your loyal, hard-working, and courageous Senator Jack B. Tenney. If I were to direct your attention to the long, constructive, and brilliant record of Senator Tenney during the 13 years he has served you in the legislature, it would necessitate my remaining on the radio for the entire evening. However, the salient features of Jack Tenney's record are of such vital importance when appraising him for a promotion to the mayor of Los Angeles that I want to discuss with you some of those matters. Jack Tenney has introduced and always fought for the enactment of progressive and liberal legislation, the ultimate object of which is to benefit the citizens of Los Angeles, so it is with no difficulty that I not only stand behind him in this crusade to elect him mayor of Los Angeles, but I also urge with all my heart my many friends and the thousands upon thousands of citizens of our city to rally to his standard so that we may once again look with pride and confidence upon the actions of the administrative branch of our government. It required much study and deep thought for me to take a public stand in this crusade to elect a new mayor for Los Angeles, because I am acquainted with all the leading candidates. However, it was only by subordinating personalities and placing high above everything else in my considerate judgment the best interests of our city that I was able to come to a definite decision on this vital matter and support Jack B. Tenney. Now, my fellow citizens, we must not allow this attempt to delude you to succeed, for we have too much at stake, and a wrong decision at this time will only add further disaster to our city. At a first premise, it is only natural that we discuss with you present existing conditions in Los Angeles, for before we can turn to the support of any other candidate, we must first determine whether or not we can go on with what we have. I have never been so certain in all my life as I am at this moment, and have been for many weeks, that Los Angeles needs and must have a new mayor. I am personally shocked by the events that have been happening in our city. I am not this evening going to enter into a further discussion of the terrible wave of crime that is sweeping our city, except to say that since I addressed you last week, conditions have not only not improved, but have gotten worse. On Sunday, we read in the papers that more than 1,000 serious crimes were committed in our city during the past week. Blundering, terrible blundering exists in the management of our municipal affairs. We must look to our new mayor for good government and for that degree of efficiency which is so necessary to the welfare of our city and without which it cannot long endure. It is my considered judgment that your mayor has been in office altogether too long, that he has become stale, and that his official actions are such that the high taxes, poor transportation system, and many other matters which so directly affect the people of our city are in such a state of chaos that we cannot continue under his management without further disastrous effects upon all of us. That is why Jack B. Tenney is needed as our next mayor. The constant quarreling by the mayor with members of the city council, who are the elected representatives of you, the people, has stymied the progress of our city and is alone, in my judgment, sufficient reason for retiring our present mayor from office. How can we ever hope for success under these conditions? No business, and the city of Los Angeles is a big business establishment, can possibly succeed with the chairman of the board constantly fighting, opposing, and quarreling with members of that board. I believe that the analogy is an exact one. The chairman of our board of directors, your mayor, has shown beyond any peradventure of a doubt that he is not qualified by temperament or disposition to work with the members of your board of directors, your city council. We must have a mayor who can and who will work with the council. Jack B. Tenney has shown by his long years of experience as your representative in the legislature that he can work with the people. He has worked with committees, with his fellow members of the legislature, and has accomplished big things. He has shown that he can sit down with the members of the various committees and thrash out matters involving millions of dollars and end up with a result that is advantageous and helpful to our city and our state. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is important, very important, and we must, while we have the opportunity, correct the existing evils by electing as our next mayor the one man who can and who will work for the benefit of all the people, to the benefit of our city, Jack B. Tenney. I want to direct your attention to another fact that, in my mind, in this day and age, is of vital importance to the citizens of our city. That is the matter of advocating and enacting legislation which is especially beneficial to the general welfare of all the people. Mind you, I did not say any special group legislation, but legislation that is for the overall general good. Senator Tenney introduced the first bill in the California legislature, which would have made it a crime to discriminate against anyone because of his color, race, or religious belief. He stands four square against racial and religious discrimination. Let me recur for a moment to the question of high taxes. There is no matter which so vitally affects the people of our city and its fiscal reputation. There is absolutely no reason why the extravagance in the administration of our affairs should not be curtailed. It is true we are living at a time when prices are high, prices of material and prices of food. The latter must, of course, be taken into consideration when considering the pay of our city employees. However, there is waste, unnecessary waste in our city government, and added to this, our mayor doesn't seem to think that retrenchment can be made. Again, I draw the parallel between our city and a big, successful business. How long could any established business remain solvent by constantly increasing its cost of operation and never taking a single step to reduce that cost in an effort to balance it with income, and thereby at least attempt to operate within its budget? The operation of our city government is no different in any particular from the operation of a business. We must curtail expenditures. We must survey our present existing setup. We must review the operations of the various departments of our city government with a view to eliminating overlapping operations which are costing so much and rendering a degree of service incommensurate with its cost. This Jack Tenney is qualified to do. Jack B. Tenney's service to his country in the cause of freedom is as exemplified by his service in the First World War and his subsequent and continuous fight to eradicate the evil forces of communism from our midst is a service for which the people of our nation, state, and city cannot ever repay him. In these dangerous days when men of courage, determination, and ability are so reluctant to come forward and oppose the evil forces which advocate the overthrow of our government, it is most refreshing and morale-building to see a stalwart son come out into the open without regard to his personal safety or political future and fight the scurrilous groups whose sole motive is to destroy our republic. When more than 800,000 people voted for Jack Tenney the last time he ran for the Senate, they proved to all persons, and particularly communists, that they have faith in this great and heroic character. Surely the same voters are not going to nullify their verdict of Jack B. Tenney's ability and their approval of his fight for their human freedom. We must elect him as our next mayor. This is perhaps the most important election that we have had in Los Angeles in many years. Never before have the forces of good government been so determined to restore our city to its rightful position among the cities of the nation. However, this cannot be brought about unless we all, mind you, all of us, get out and vote on next Tuesday. To remain at home is an indictment of any citizen's loyalty and a perversion of his citizenship. It is upon the apathy of the voters, so many of whom seem to think nothing of not voting in our free elections, that the communist groups thrive. I can assure you that no communist will remain away from the polls. Don't let it be said that Americans, blessed with the freedom and human rights guaranteed in our Constitution, will nullify that freedom and those rights by not voting. To recapitulate, let me say that we need lower taxes, and that because of his experience with fiscal matters, Jack Tenney can give us lower taxes. We need to eradicate crime from our city, and Jack Tenney is the one man who, by his experience and his demonstrated courage in routing the gangsters of Stalin, can do that job. We must have a new mayor who will give consideration to the needs of our people. We must build a bigger and better Los Angeles. Now, not 4 years from now. To wait will be disastrous. We just cannot wait. Citizens of Los Angeles, go to the polls on Tuesday next and restore good government to Los Angeles. I earnestly ask you to vote for that great American, that efficient, tried, and proven public servant, your senator, my sincere friend, Senator Jack B. Tenney, for your next mayor of Los Angeles.
Thank you, Mr. Dockweiler. Our distinguished speaker this evening is a shining example of the thousands upon thousands of stalwart citizens of Los Angeles who are not only alert to the positive necessity for a change in our municipal government, but are also rallying to the standard of Senator Jack B. Tenney. Never before in the history of our city have you been given a more golden opportunity to secure good government than that being afforded you in this election next Tuesday. We urge you to vote for our candidate for mayor, the man who has for 13 years served you ably and efficiently, the man who has continuously and uninterruptedly fought the battle of good government, the man who has valiantly fought to eradicate the foul, scorbutic, and debased forces of communism from our city so that we may live in peace and happiness under the aegis of democracy and freedom. Remember, cast your vote next Tuesday for April 5th for Senator Jack B. Tenney for the next mayor of Los Angeles.
You have just heard a political broadcast by Mr. Frederick C. Dockweiler on behalf of the candidacy of Senator Jack B. Tenney for the office of mayor of Los Angeles. Time for this broadcast was purchased by the Citizens Committee to elect Senator Jack B. Tenney mayor of Los Angeles. Mr. Dockweiler was introduced by Robert M. McGauley, who spoke for the committee from Columbia Square.
KNX Los Angeles.